Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of the Todd Herman Show. They call me the Emerald City Exile. Well, it turns out that the FBI has a backdoor access, a website they can log into and flag your post to be taken down, flag your account to be limited in reach. Check out the Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody is well on this Thursday. Obviously, we have a lot to talk about, but I just wanted to see if anybody could commiserate with the fact that, like, I'm sure you don't do this. I have had bad knees forever. I mean, I still do all the things I want to do, but here's the thing. I'm hearing my knees a lot more lately. Do you know what I'm saying?
They crinkle and crunch.
It's a fabric ripping sound. Like every time I get up, I hear fabric ripping, which that's not good. You know what I mean?
I feel like that you're gonna have to call a doctor for that eventually.
Well, I know knee replacement is in my future somewhere. I'm hoping to put that off as long as possible. But my knees are just, they suck. And I was looking at the masterspas.com/chicks website this morning because I was thinking about talking about them today. And I saw that they have a blog, which is really, really cool. So in addition to going to masterspas.com/chicks to get your coupon for $1,000 off of a Michael Phelps swim spa or $500 off of any hot tub, they also have a blog. And the blog has all kinds of cool stories. Like there was an Indiana couple, for example, that figured out how to put one of the Michael Phelps swim spas inside their house. Like they have an inside swim spa, right? I mean, so that was really cool to read about the construction and how they made all that happen.
Oh my God.
But then there was also an article about the exercises that you can do in a hot tub or a swim spa for your knees, specifically for your knees.
Yeah,
and
to strengthen.
I was like, that is really cool because you think about it, the water cushion, like it, it provides all around support for your knee when you're doing like strength training and stuff. It's just like one more way that you can use one of those swim spas that I hadn't considered before. I want one so bad.
I always tell my daughter, because she's a swimmer, I'm like, you're in the best sport because
for real.
Yeah, because there's like not a lot of injury in swimming, obviously. And then she's just so freaking strong, that kid. She's like freaky strong, you know?
Yeah, it is just so good for you.
Yeah, it is really good for your bones, everything. Your muscles, all the things. Yeah, swimming is fantastic for you.
Mm-hmm. And Master Spas obviously are the best manufacturer of hot tubs. They make all their hot tubs and swim spas right here in the United States, and they sell worldwide, and they are just the biggest manufacturer ever. And I don't know why you would want to buy from anybody else. If you're interested in just checking out the blog, for example, or just looking at the different selections of swim spas and hot tubs that they have, masterspas.com/chicks.
And you guys, if you haven't checked out our socials, you should do that. We have some really fun socials. Our Twitter is kicking butt right now. Maka's very excited. She sent me a note yesterday. She's like, we're like getting up there on Twitter again. It's really exciting. Oh my God. It's like the first time in forever we've gotten like past 100,000 blah. And so she's really excited about that because, you know, the commies are finally leaving Twitter. So you should check out all of our socials. I run the Instagram, she runs our Twitter, and then we sort of co-run all the other things. chicksontheright.com/links. You can look at all of our socials and everything else too, but chicksontheright.com/links.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So Joe Biden felt compelled last night to address the nation once again and talk about the risks to our democracy, which is that's my reason for having the name again today, democracy.
Again, so, he's doing it again.
And it was talking about this again. I don't remember how long it was, 20, 25 minutes, something like that. And it was literally, to me, it was like the same few sentences told over and over and over again, using slightly different words.
Yeah.
Never once did he bring up crime, inflation, the border. Nope. Nothing the actual people in America care about.
Right.
It was all January 6th bullcrap and just all this nonsense again about threats to democracy.
It's interesting because I went to the gym last night. I get out. I catch I was like, I'll go back and watch the replay of the speech if I need to. I get out and I catch the last, I don't know, like 4 or 5 minutes of his speech when I get into the car. And that's when he was talking mostly about, you have to accept the outcome of this election. You must accept the outcome of this election. And I'm like, what is happening? What is this speech? What is going on? And I immediately text you and I'm like, what is this? What is this speech? And Mock writes me back and she's like, I've fallen asleep like 18 times already. Like, it's basically all the same bullcrap that he said in the other speech with the red background, blah. And, you know, everything that he said before. And I'm like, okay, so there was no immigration. There's no crime. There's no border. He hasn't talked about any of that stuff. She's like, nope, none of it. It's all the same garbage that he did before, with the added, you know, add on of you must accept the outcome of this election. And I'm just like, what? This is so bizarre. The whole you must accept this really freaked me out a little bit. That was like, well, an added sprinkle.
Yeah. And so the only clip, because I did not want to, I just didn't want to force a lot of Biden speech on everybody today. So I only have one clip from it. And it's kind of like what you're talking about. It was when he was trying to normalize, essentially, the fact that voting counts now take days or even weeks, and that's just all part of the process, you guys. It's all fine. So I only have that clip, and then I promise I'm not playing any others. Listen.
We know that more and more ballots are cast in early voting or by mail in America. We know that many states don't start counting those ballots till after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases we won't know the winner of the election for a few days, until after, a few days after the election. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. It's always been important for citizens in democracy to be informed and engaged. Now it's important for citizens to be patient as well.
Really?
That's how it's supposed to work.
No,
it's not how it's supposed to work.
That's not at all how it's supposed to work. And that's what I was listening to last night when I got out of the gym. I got in the car and I hear that crap. And I'm like, this is like, I'm 51 years old. And I mean, I remember other campaigns, other elections. This is not at all how I remember elections. It's not. When I was a kid, it didn't work this way, you guys. I can't be the only one. Right.
Oh, no. I mean, this is the thing. There's more and more talk about this, because the higher tech we get, the slower and longer it takes to count.
Right.
No, that's not how this is supposed to work. Mm-hmm. We were much more efficient when things were just paper ballots. You know what I mean? There are other countries that are bigger countries that are deciding elections in a freaking day. It should not be this way. And so I don't know why we've made things so complicated and why this administration in particular is trying to make us all okay with it.
Right.
Why?
They're normalizing it. They're normalizing this. You must accept the outcome of this election. You must accept it. No. And if you dare to question it, you're somehow this conspiracy theorist, whack job, person who hates democracy. Bite me. Like something is weird. Like, he should be talking about all of the issues. That's his job, is to get up on a stage and talk to me about why gas is so freaking high and what he's going to do about it. That's his job. That's what I pay him to do. That's what y'all pay him to do. I mean, it's like he's not supposed to be up on a stage telling us that we need to just accept the outcome of the election.
Yeah, but he can't talk about all those things because he has totally effed them all up.
Oh, my
God. So all they have is a Hail Mary like this. Oh, what if we bring up January 6th again? That's our only hope. That's what this was. That's all this was. Thank you, Knights Pride. Thank you very much for that super sticker.
And I actually thought, like, there was a shred of hope in my brain, which I can't believe, because I feel like I'm way more cynical than you, but there was this little shred of hope where I thought maybe, just maybe, because I thought maybe he would change course, because the last one was so catastrophic. That last speech was with the red and he looked like a dictator. I thought maybe he would just change course a little bit and just mention some of the issues, and he didn't.
No, not he didn't. Once did he mention the actual issues. Mm-hmm. Missy Jean Michelle,
you little scamp.
You little scamp. Such a scamp. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Tucker broke this down. Obviously, this happened during Jesse Waters' show. So Jesse had some chitter chatter about it. And then Tucker, of course, did as well. I have just the tiniest little, I don't know, it's like 7 seconds long from Tucker, because I love the way that he gets his little digs in. You know what I mean? Like, he's so good at the snark. So this is how he introduced some of the Biden clips from his speech. Ah, geez.
Monument to his own failures, Biden proceeded to do what he now so commonly does, bark at the rest of us for our moral failures. The guy who showered with his daughter is telling you you're a bad person.
I couldn't see it. We weren't supposed to see that,
I know.
Right?
No, you were supposed to. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. This is like so infuriating. Hopefully the next ones will work.
But it's the guy who showered with his daughter is telling us about our moral failures.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's so perfect.
It's true. It's true. Bugger off, dude.
Well, and speaking of this whole election process thing, Doug Mastriano was on with Tucker last night talking about this, talking about how ridiculous the process has become. And so Tucker asks the question that we're asking. Hopefully you can see this. If not, hearing it is fine too. But that's his guest, is Doug Mastriano.
Last question. Why do we have, I mean, look, all we need to know about the last election is a lot of people, a lot of American citizens, patriotic taxpaying Americans, don't believe it was on the level. Why don't we just go to paper ballots and day of voting and fix this? Why are we allowing Democrats to scream racism or whatever moral blackmail they want to use to intimidate the country into making voter fraud easier, which is exactly what they've done? Why has no one pushed back against that?
Yeah, I get it. You know, I remember during the early days of the shutdown, I was with the Lithuanians and the big giant people, Lithuanians, and they looked at our overreaction to COVID. They're like, you Americans need a little courage. Republicans, we need a little courage. Stand up and have a backbone. It's our responsibility to defend this republic here. And just because they're going to call us mean names doesn't mean we should shy away. It's not that hard. Stand bold and courageous. Ask the questions, get the answers, and then let's make our elections better and safer.
That's exactly right. Paper ballots, day of voting. If you're in a wheelchair, we'll come pick you up with a van. It's not that hard. We can afford it. Like, this is all insane. And it lowers public trust. Doug Mastriano.
And yeah, not only lowers public trust, it is a threat to democracy.
Right.
When
it
they
actually
F with
is.
Our elections.
It actually is a threat to democracy. That is the threat. It's like, what is it? Rules for Radicals? What is it? Is it that the book where it's like accuse the other side of what you're actually doing kind of a thing? This is this is what they do. This is what they've been doing, you guys. He gets up on a stage and he accuses us of the exact thing that they are doing. I mean, he's spending 5 minutes in a speech where she should be talking about policy and issues and things that they have been effing up and that they should be fixing, telling us, you know, oh my God, like we need to protect democracy and we need to keep these people from steal. Like, I can't say the words because I don't want to get shut down. We need to keep these people from screwing up the process. Right. And we need to make sure that you accept the outcome of this thing. You know, I have to make sure I'm, isn't that terrible that I have to make sure that I'm careful about what I say? Because I mean
it's ridiculous.
Well, cause let's face it, because YouTube is in bed with them on all of this. And that there was a big thing about that on Tucker last night too. I caught like a couple minutes of that where they are in bed with, they're squelching stuff in Brazil right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, YouTube in particular is saying, don't even mention that because we are going to shut down anything that even hints at the possibility that things were not on the level in Brazil.
Good Lord.
I mean, it's out of control, which is a perfect segue, by the way, into, because we talked about this earlier in the week, the Intercept expose on all of the coordination that the White House has taken with big tech to squelch and cut down on misinformation and disinformation. So thankfully, the press corps was in rare form yesterday, and they actually hammered Karine Jean-Pierre about this pretty darn hard. The first clip that you're about to see from her, you guys, it's so like awkward and cringe, because not only does she forget that this is a story, she forgets that she actually has an answer to it to read in her big old binder. And then because she's reading it and has absolutely no capability of thinking on her feet, she mispronounces a word in it, corrects herself, but the damage is done. This is the worst answer probably a press secretary has given in the history of ever to anything. Listen.
There was reporting in The Intercept about opportunities for the federal government to identify for social media companies different posts that contained what was perceived as misinformation about the origins of COVID, the vaccine, other things as well, you know, such as, you know, Ukraine or the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Yeah, I'll say this. The administration The Biden administration remains fully committed to our mission to protect the security and resilience of our elections and safeguard election infrastructure. That includes combating disinformation. That is something that we are committed to. We work to protect that, protect Americans from disinformation that threatens the homeland, including malicious efforts spread by foreign adversaries. Began before the Disinformation Governance Board was established. In fact, some of that work began before this administration. So, I want to be very clear that cross-agency work continues to this day. Don't want to get ahead of anything else. This is a Department of Homeland Security, so I would refer you to that.
Oh my God. Adversaries.
That's just part one, you guys. That's just part one.
Adversaries.
Hey, happy. She didn't answer the question. She did not answer the question.
Happy adversary, Mock. Happy adversary. What are you doing to celebrate?
Is it Chicks on the Right Day today?
Oh my God, I think it may be. Happy adversary.
We completely forgot about National Chicks on the Right Day.
Is it November 3rd?
Yes.
Oh my God. She just wished us a happy anniversary.
Oh my gosh. It is National Chicks on the Right Day. How did this not show up on my calendar?
I don't know. I mean, it's a national holiday. What are you guys doing to celebrate the chicks' anniversary? What are you doing?
Oh my gosh. But you guys, they were not going to let this go, which, listen, the press is doing their job. And so I have to commend them when they do their job. Yeah. They were not about to let this go. Thank you, GCQC.
Thank you.
They went after her a little bit harder. Here is part two.
You are flagging misinformation.
I don't have anything more to add. This is a Department of Homeland Security that I refer to.
Okay, so that was that, right? She's like, oh man, I just gotta deflect, shift blame.
Run away! Run away!
And then she just gets plain old irritated. And I think she's lying in this one for sure, because a different reporter asks, okay, so are you flagging posts or not? And here's how that goes.
The White House participate in the secret government censorship portal, though? I think that was part of the question. Does the White House submit examples of alleged disinformation and misinformation for Facebook to censor through this portal?
No.
Her face was so great.
I know. She was mad.
Oh my God.
She was over it, man.
She was like, I total resting, you know what, face. She was so mad.
So mad. Jamie, thank you. Everybody's saying happy Chicks on the Right Day, even though we forgot our own freaking day.
We did. Our own adversary.
Our own adversary. I mean, how could we forget? Shelly, thank you. Thank you so much.
We should change it to that. We should change it to an adversary instead of an anniversary officially. God bless her.
Oh my God. Oh, you know what? I meant to tell you guys about this amazing email that I got from Amanda. I need to do that because, first of all, it's like a double awesome email, because not only is she telling us about her experience with GenuCell skincare products, but she's also mentioning Healthy Cell, which, by the way, if you haven't tried Healthy Cell, healthycell.com/chicks, amazing, amazing, good for you. Gel packs of goo that are way better than any kind of vitamin or supplement you could take. So here's what Amanda writes. This is perfect. She says, if anyone ever asks what the bioactive multi, the mixed berry flavor, tastes like, it's like a mixed berry Nutrigrain bar, but smooth.
Yes.
I just got my box today. And that's a really good characterization, I think.
That is a great description. Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. She said, thank you so much for the info on both of these companies. I ordered the popular package from GenuCell, and holy crap, I think the dark spot remover is already working. On day two. The other products are like butter for my face, and I am loving them. It hasn't irritated my skin at all, and I swear the eye creams, jawline cream, deep firming serum, and moisturizer are working already. I really like the microbiome moisturizer too, so thank you guys and balls. And I think that she says, your year so far, listener and lurker fangirl. So Amanda found us a year ago and has been tuning
that.
In.
I love that.
Isn't that so awesome?
It is awesome. I like the microbiome stuff too. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the, they, the way that they curate whatever is going into their most popular package at any given time, they're like magicians over there. They know what works. And so that's why they put them all together. So you don't have to think about it. And so when you order the most popular package right now, you get a complimentary gift set too, plus free shipping. So check them out, genucell.com/chicks. I don't know how many more testimonials we need to read to you for you to believe that this stuff is the real deal. genucell.com/chicks.
And make sure you check out our website, chicksonright.com. Go there every day. There's a lot of comments, David. He's saying he doesn't know any of us, but he would fight us any day. Is he being for real? Are you being for real, David?
Put him up.
I don't think you want to do that. I don't think you want to do any of that. You may want to reconsider. I
mean, like, reconsider your life if what you're doing is spending time watching a live stream with people that you don't agree with.
Yeah,
like,
why you don't know, and then you actually want to pick a fight. I don't think you want to do that.
That's
some
ridiculous.
Of us are menopausal and crabby. Don't want to do it, dude.
Thank you, Deborah. And thank you, Lori. Thank you so much for you guys for these super stickers. One more KJP, I promise. And then that's it. And this is a different topic. And so what happened yesterday, thank you, Nancy. What happened yesterday after we were on is that there's this feature now on Twitter, and it's been there for a while, but I've never seen it happen on a White House post, where if somebody tweets something, readers who have applied to be part of this community of fact checkers, not really fact checkers, but people who want to add a little flavor to other people's tweets, they can do that. And Brenda, thank you. And so
Thanks, Brenda. What happened
is that the White House, the official White House Twitter account, put out a tweet saying, because of Biden, seniors have gotten a raise in their Social Security.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much what all they said, is that they were just taking credit for the increase in Social Security. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Brenda. And so the community of people added a little fact check to the end of it, saying what people should know is that ever since Nixon, the Social Security has always gone up with the cost of living. That's been a law on the books since like forever ago.
So they're taking credit for something they shouldn't be taking credit for.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And it was awesome.
So
I posted that at chicksontheright.com. I showed the tweet, I showed the fact check, and it was like such a glorious sight to behold, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody was loving it. Everybody was loving the fact that finally the White House is actually getting fact checked, which is long overdue. And so then later in the day yesterday, they took it down.
Yeah.
The White House took it down.
It's remarkable they got fact checked. And I think it has something to do with the fact that Elon Musk is in charge now, because I don't think this would have happened 10, 20 days ago, you guys, because a lot of those bigwigs at Twitter have been booted out. And you know that they probably would have been like, we're going to just let that stand, you know, because let's face it, Twitter historically and the White House were BFFs, you know, they protected a lot of that stuff and they were squelching people like us, you know,
which we know because of the Intercept article that she was having such a struggle with.
Totally. So it's really a new world, man. Just on Twitter. Every place else is still squelching conservatives. Let's get real. And they're protecting people like, you know, the White House. But it was I love seeing that. I love seeing that, because think of what would have happened during the time of COVID had we had that happen, you know, or we had at least the facts being out there. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if the White House would have put something out and it would have been fact checked by Twitter and it would have been during the time of COVID? Can you imagine? It's like things may have been just a little bit more balanced. Mm-hmm. I don't know, even just a smidge more balanced than what they were. And that would have been kind of awesome, but no, it wasn't. But I mean, it's just nice to see that. It was a breath of fresh air.
Oh my God. It was amazing. And then to see that it actually prompted the White House to take it down, I was like, this is freaking amazing.
It was amazing.
That was another question that KJP got in her presser that she had to address. And this is how she responded.
Thanks, Karine. The White House removed a tweet that talked about the increase in Social Security benefits in 2023. put through President Biden's leadership. There was a contextual note, I'm not sure what the proper terminology is for the platform, that was added to that. Was it removed because of the addition of the note, or was it removed because of the concern about the veracity of the message?
So it was, look, the tweet was not complete. Usually when we put out a tweet, we posted with context, and it did not have that context. So in the past, we've pointed out that for the first time in over a decade, seniors' Medicare premiums will decrease even as their social security checks increase. That's a little bit of context that was not included. This means that seniors will have a chance to get ahead of inflation due to the rare combination of rising benefits and falling premiums. And let's not forget, as you've been hearing me say for the past few minutes, about MAGA Republicans in Congress and their continued threat to threaten Social Security and Medicare, proposing to put them on the chopping blocks every 5 years, threatening benefits and to change eligibility. So those are the types of context that would normally be with a tweet like that. It did not have that context. It was an incomplete tweet, as I just mentioned. And so that's why you saw the digital team take that action.
What a load of crap.
It's complete crap. She's like, I'm going to dance. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Full of crap.
Full of it. You got called out. You got mm-hmm. embarrassed. That's right. What happened. The end. Yeah. End of story.
I can't believe that it's remarkable, right? It's remarkable that they actually took it down. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh. By the way, yesterday, George Will had an op-ed in the Washington Post in which he basically pleaded with Biden and Kamala to bow out of the next election to save the country. And it made me so mad because George Will voted for those two clowns and he became such a never-Trumper and just... I was so mad when I saw that article and I saw Ben Shapiro retweet it saying, wow, this article is like one of the most brutal ever, op-eds in the Washington Post. And I was like, well, yeah, it is. But the guy voted for those two morons. So he doesn't get to say you need to bow out for the good of the country. But it made me realize that what you're going to see, and I'm not the only one to say this, what we're going to see if there is a red wave at this election is that now the tables are really going to turn. So if Republicans manage to get control of both houses, you are going to see all the liberal media saying it's time for them to go. They're going to all say Biden and Kamala need to go. And what my husband was saying is that they're going to start propping up Gavin Newsom. And there's going to be a huge recruiting boost to get Gavin Newsom be the next nominee.
Oh, have fun with that.
This is what we think is going to happen.
Okay. Good.
Gavin Newsom. It makes sense.
It does. But I mean, God, that guy, what a disaster
he would be. He'd
be such a disaster. Yeah. And who are they going to have run with him? Pete Buttigieg?
Maybe.
I mean, God, what a horrible, horrible candidate he would be. And I would love nothing more than to see Gavin Newsom go up against Ron DeSantis.
Oh, my God.
It would be like the beta against the alpha. I mean, God, you just put suburban women in a room and ask them who they'd rather have as a president. Who would you rather have, a beta or an alpha? Ask women what they want.
Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of women that like the Gavin Newsom type.
Ask them what they secretly really want. I mean, seriously, at the end of the day, they can posture all they want. But at the end of the day, what do you really want, lady? They'll tell you what they really want. What they really, really want. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway, just watch. I mean, I really think that this is what we're going to start to see because nobody thinks Biden or Kamala is fit to be the president. Even Democrats don't believe that.
Yeah,
and
she's
so
horrific.
If there's a red wave, I really think that now I think the press, even the liberal media will start feeling comfortable saying, you know what, maybe it's time that we look elsewhere. And then there's going to be a push to get those two out. This is what I think is going to happen.
Yeah.
So anyways,
I mean, honestly, like that whole, I think people are sick and tired of lukewarm, you know, in this country. We're just so tired of like the woke, like beta, just we need people who are leaders, you know, who are willing to stand up for us and who can freaking lead, you know. I can't be the only one who feels that way.
No, that's why DeSantis is so freaking popular.
Right.
And it's why I still continue to marvel at the fact that every governor, even if they're Democrats, every governor should literally just use his blueprint and then copy it. Because, you know, Florida is kicking ass. Why would you not want your state to kick ass?
Agreed. And it's not just men. I'm talking about the women, too. We have a lot of women on our side who have proverbial balls. You know, you have like the Kristi Noems and the Carrie Lakes and, you know, even Nikki Haley. Gets out and she has, you know, a set. I'm just saying we have a lot of strong people on our side that you mm-hmm. just don't see on the left. They're just very mamby-pamby. They're soft, you know. I'm sick of soft.
Well, and speaking of Carrie Lake, remember how was it yesterday that we talked about that? No, I think it was the day before where we talked about Katie Hobbs trying to blame her, even right. indirectly, for the break-in to her headquarters.
Yeah.
It was a freaking illegal. That is wanted by ICE and has committed multiple attempted burglaries, apparently. And so now they don't want to talk about it at all.
Of course right? they don't. It's interesting because I had not heard that, Mock. So right. interesting that I have not heard that splash all over the crappy mainstream media. That's so interesting. It's so weird.
Can you even?
It's so weird. I haven't heard that. Yeah, now they're like, we're going to go ahead and backtrack into the shrubs. Right. We're going to go...
They're all like, abortion, abortion.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
Oh, my God. Okay. One more thing before, actually two more things before we get to WAC, because they're both, one is a very short thing. And in fact, I'll do that right now. Biden, when he wasn't talking in his speech last night, he had this moment at another rally or speech of some kind, which just cracked me up. Because you know how he's always saying, no, I'm here. I really mean it. No, I'm not joking. No, I really, really mean it. And it never makes sense because nobody thinks he's joking ever.
We're not. Yeah, no, we're on to you. Okay.
And so this was like the most funny example of that to me. I thought this was so just out. He's crazy. Look at this.
United States of America. No, I'm not joking.
No, I'm not joking. It's the United
he's
States
not joking.
Of America.
He's not joking, you guys. He's not. He's not. Why? And like last night I was telling Mock, I thought it was really funny at the end. He kept saying, God bless the United States of America and God bless this and God bless that and God bless. And he was God blessing the people that are going to preserve democracy. And he was just God blessing everybody. It was just, he was God bless you and God bless that. And it was at the end and it was just really awkward. And I think he went off script with the God blessing. And I could tell that as the people were probably trying to reel him in at the end, but yeah. He's insane.
He's insane. Absolutely mm-hmm. insane. All right. One more thing. And that is just related to this whole election and the whole process and this ridiculous notion that Democrats keep trying to tell you, even though we have record voting right now, is that people are being prohibited somehow from voting, that there's voter suppression. It is all the biggest bunch of bull crap, but the latest from a local news station, this is icing on the cake.
To see you, and as Gen Z gears up to hit the polls, transgender voters are concerned they might be blocked from casting their ballots.
Yeah, that's because a growing number of states are enforcing stricter voter identification laws that disproportionately impact the community.
NBC Out reporter Joe Yerkeba joins us now with more on this. Joe, good morning to you. So first of all, how can voter ID laws create obstacles for transgender people? And where do we see some of the strictest voter ID laws?
Sure. Yeah. So voter ID laws disproportionately impact trans people because trans people are more likely to have IDs without the name that they go by and the gender marker that reflects how they present. And recent research shows that just over 200,000 eligible trans voters in 31 states that both conduct their elections mostly in person and require or request ID at the polls don't have IDs that reflect their gender identities and the names they go by.
That okay, is then, on them. Go yeah, get then, your freaking ID fixed.
I was just going to say, then switch your ID, brainiac. Like, how is this? Why is this hard? How is that my problem? How is that? Seriously, how is that my problem? Why does all this shit become my problem?
And how is it a problem with the system? If the yeah. system requires you to have ID, which it should, and I cannot believe that those yellow states are the only ones that have strict voter ID, if you need ID and you want it to match your name or whatever you're going by, then go change it legally and get your new ID.
It's kind of like
not hard.
It's like when I moved to the state of Texas, I had to go through all the rigmarole of changing my ID, which was kind of a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to go to like four different places to get all this crap done, but I did it because I want to vote.
What you do. Right.
Because I want to vote and do the thing. So what? So why is it that that's any different than me moving someplace? It's
I
not.
Don't know.
Shut up.
They just want so badly to be victimized more.
Oh
and
my
I don't
God.
Understand this need that people have on the left to be victimized. Just freaking suck it up already.
Right.
My God.
Grow
I'm tired of all of this.
I know. Just grow up.
You guys, do please, 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 please do check out our friends at MyPillow.com/chicks for tons and tons of specials on all kinds of fantastic MyPillow stuff. You know, not only do they have these fabulous moccasin slippers, they also, right now, I saw that they have 50% off of their down comforters. So now as you've got the cold weather coming in, right? If you've been thinking about getting a down comforter, now is the time. 50% off at MyPillow.com/chicks. You can also still save a ton of money on their sheets. So their queen sets are just $39.98, marked down from almost $90. All of their sheets, no matter what sizes, are on super, super sale. Just use code CHICKS for a list of all their buy one, get one free offers, and then save 50% on their down comforters too. It's a lot. It's just, you're saving a lot.
I kind of need to get another down comforter. I think I need
one.
You
live in Texas.
I know, but I like having all the fluffy things on my bed. My bed is so luxurious.
Just get more pillows.
It's very fluffy and luxurious.
All right. Let me get your, I do have it. I put the wrong
you
thing.
You guys, my
go
whack.
Ahead, introduce
my
yourself.
Whack is, okay. So we're officially kicking off the holiday season. Okay. We are past Halloween. I'm very excited. I've decorated my entire house. It is like Christmas has thrown up in my house. Okay. I'll have to do pictures for the insiders. I'll do pictures. I'll have to do that this week. I will. My house is a complete disaster, but it is decorated. So Goop has come out with their gift guide, which is always ridiculous. Mock and I used to talk about this on our radio show all the time. She has the most ridiculous, it's not very kid friendly. So if you have kids in the room, she's not kid friendly. Okay. She always does like vagina eggs and stuff like that. Okay. So those are not on the list this year, but if you have kids, get them out. If you have grandmas, you may want to get them out. Just get all those people out of the room. Okay. So if you scroll down a little bit, Mock, I'll show you. The only reason there's a waste bag holder, which is Gucci. This is for dog poop that if you want to buy that, it's $420. Okay.
Why would you want to put poop in that?
Well, because you're pretentious. All right. You are pretentious. You want to put it in a little Gucci.
Oh, my God.
I think it's a poop bag holder, actually. If you want to dye your dog's hair, you can do that. I don't know why you'd ever want to do that. Cash is over here going,
nope.
Okay. Sauna. Nobody wants a sauna. You can scroll down. Nobody cares about the sauna. My favorite is, okay, well, that's a razor. It's a gold razor for $425.
Why?
I don't know why you would need that because you're a celebrity and this is my favorite's coming up. I don't even know what that is.
It's got stirrups.
I know. I feel like that may be something like from 50 Shades of Grey. I feel like that's something really naughty. You can keep going on that one too. This is my absolute favorite. This is my favorite, you guys. This is a literal sack of crap. Okay. It is. I'm not even kidding. This is manure. It's like organic. This is what it is. It's free range manure. They sell this. They sell this to celebrities and rich people. Okay.
For what? What's it for?
It's manure. It's for, I guess people use it for crops and stuff like that. I don't know why
that's a little bag. Like you could grow like a carrot.
It's basically like compost. It's like compost. People use it to grow whatever. Maybe they grow like their organic vegetables in it. I don't know, but it's free range composted manure. I was dying. I'm like, it's a literal bag of shit and they're selling it. $75. And
$75? It's a
$75.
Lunch bag.
And it's probably like this big. You know, it's like this big.
Yeah,
and,
it's a lunch
and
bag.
And there's some stupid celebrity that's like, I'll buy that because it's free range.
Well, it is a blend of free range goat, horse, chicken, and cow, like all mixed together.
Pilgrim Pepper's like, I can give you a much better deal on a bag of crap. Much better. I was dying when I saw that. I was just like, God, as somebody who has a little ranch, I was like, I cannot. She's selling bags of crap. for $75. Oh, and people
and
will
she'll
buy
sell
it.
Them. Absolutely. She'll sell them. They will absolutely sell out of those, yeah. Guaranteed.
Only Gwyneth Paltrow. Only her.
Celebrities.
Would have that. Celebrities, you guys. They're just like us.
Oh, my God.
All right, you guys. Bring it in. Are you coming? Are you coming?
Come on, Casharini.
You coming? Everybody's waiting for you. Oh, he's doing downward dog by the door. Well, come here and say hello to everybody so they can see your sweet face. Come on.
Come on, Flappy McGee.
You gotta put your head up so everybody can say hi. Okay, there you go. You gonna flap?
Flap, flap.
He's gonna, Miriam wants you to flap.
It's coming. I feel it.
Oh, he's doing downward dog again. He's being so, he's so tired today. It's like he had a bender last night or something. I don't know what his problem is.
You know what it is? He's an adult.
Is he? Is that what it is? He's so like, I don't know. Well, he's so, see how sleepy he is? Look at his eyes.
Yeah,
he was out all night last night, right? He's so mad, you guys.
He's not going to flap.
Oh, there it was. There it was. He saved it for you guys. He saved up. Then he had a good flap there. Okay, you guys have a wonderful, we're on the downhill slope. Tomorrow's Friday, you guys.
Tomorrow's Friday.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Bye, everybody.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. You might have heard me on Rush Limbaugh's show. I was a regular fill-in for about 8 years. God rest Rush. I now do a show out of the high mountains of free America because, you know, I got exiled from Seattle. Well, it turns out that the FBI has a backdoor access, a website they can log into and flag your post to be taken down, flag your account to be limited in reach. But wait a minute, what about Pelosi? Check out the Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.